بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين. We are discussing about the chapter Qasas, the commentary of this chapter, and we reach to the third section of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam unintentionally started his revolution because he killed one of the Coptic and the follower of Fir'aun. From there the revolution of Hazrat Musa has been started. The commanders and the soldiers and the ministers of Fir'aun, they started discussing about how to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the court of Fir'aun. At that time, one of the mu'min of Ali Fir'aun by the name Hazrat Hasqil, he come forward, he informed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that the ministers of Fir'aun are discussing about how to kill you. If you want to listen me, get my advice, فَخْرُجْ أَنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ, it is better you leave this country or city that is known as Egypt of that time. We have discussed about that. If someone is there who is sincere, advisors are there in the community, in the society, we have to give the advice. Advisor should be there, and we have to accept the advisors of the sincere members of our community. This is what Hazrat Musa accepted. His advice that he has given to Hazrat Musa, that please leave this city, that you will be in safe, otherwise you will be killed by the soldiers of Fir'aun. At that time Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, he left the Egypt by asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though certain fear was there in his heart, fear of not reaching to the stage that Hazrat Musa want to reach to that stage, that means the fear of incompletion of the revolution. But he asked help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, those who are following me to kill me, or those who are following to stop my revolution and we stand against the oppressor of the time, Fir'aun. Oh Allah, oh my God, please help me against these unjust people. Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah has accepted his supplication, and then he reached to the another city of the great city of the time that is known as Madian. Here another scene or another part of the story of Hazrat Musa is going to be start in his life. He went from the Egypt to the city of Madian or Madayan. Yesterday we had discussed about that for every revolution there should be a migration. Migration means they had to come out from the city or that situation where they lived in that situation to analyze the situation, what is going to be happen in this city, what should we do, and what can we have to stand against the oppressors of the time, to make a plan. There should be some sort of peace of mind or training should be there to stand the against the oppressors of that time. In every when you go through the stories of our prophets and the history of the prophets, every our prophets are started their revolution by migrating from one city to other city or one country to other country. Even Hazrat Ibrahim, he has in his life migration is there. Even our last prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, to establish the works of revolution, they had to migrate from one city to another city to analyze the situation. This time Hazrat Musa has migrated from Egypt to Madian. Walamma tawajjaha tilqa Madian qala asa rabbi an yahdiyani sawa as-sabil. Hazrat Musa went from the Egypt. We know that Hazrat Musa is alone at this time. No one is there to help Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was a newborn baby, his mother has helped him to feed him, or his sister has helped to him, or the wife of Pharaoh has helped Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was migrating from Egypt to Madian, now Hazrat Musa is alone. No one is with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We can get a great lesson from here. If we are alone on the right path, don't be hesitated. Oh, I am alone. How can I do my job? How can I move forward? Hazrat Musa is giving a best example for him. If you are on the truth, if you are following the right path, don't be bothered about that you are alone or with the majority or with the community. Hazrat Musa is alone. The facilities are not there. He was trained in a court of Fir'aun with full facilities. Now he is moving towards the Madian. He is alone without any facilities, without any family members, without any friends or relatives, or without any food. First time he has left this Egypt, he left Egypt towards the Madian. He faced a lot of problems and difficulties on this way of the migration. He reached to the Madian. When he saw, Madian is also one of the according to some of the commentators, he traveled, walked nearly 8 days to reach the Madian without any food and without any water, without any facilities. He walked 8 days to reach to the Madian city. When he reached there, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that for every step that Hazrat Musa comes forward after he left the court of Fir'aun, for every step that he has taken, he asked help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will request you all to go through the verses of Quran from the beginning of this chapter till now, the 22nd ayah verse of Quran. For every step that Hazrat Musa has taken, on the every step and the every stage of his revolution, he asked help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he left Egypt, he asked Rabbi Najjini min al-Qawmi Dalimin. He moving towards the Madian, again he asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though he is moving towards the Madian, but maybe the direction will be wrong. Where he has to go? He didn't know any address about that. قَالَ أَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. If you want to stay on the right path, if you are going in search of the right path, we have to ask guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in our daily prayers, Allah has asked us to ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to in the search of the right path or to stay on the right path. In namaz, we are reciting this verse of Quran. It is compulsory and mandatory to everyone to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdinas siratal mustaqim. It is a mandatory dua. We have to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the search of those who are away from that right path, to search the right path, those who are already searched the right path, to stay on the right path. The same thing that Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qala asa rabbi an yahdiyani sawa as-sabil. I am moving from the Egypt, but I get guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach the destination. Falamma tawajjaha tilqa'a madiyan qala asa rabbi an yahdiyani sawa as-sabil. Again, the meaning of tawakkul comes in front of us. We have to move first and then pray from Allah, pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will help us. Move and pray. Pray or move, or move and pray. When he reached to the Madain, the another the section 5, of the story of Hazrat Musa will begin from here. He reached to the Madian city. He saw the 23rd verse of Quran. I don't know, the verses of Quran is not there. Yeah, thank you very much. The 23rd verse of Quran, Hazrat Musa reached to the Madian city. That city is known as the city of prophets. It's the city of messengers. Lord, so many messengers were there, prophets were there in Madian to guide the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدِيًا وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ إِمْرَأَتَيْنِ تَزُودَانِ قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُصْدِرُ الرِّعَاءُ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. A beautiful scene is there when he reached to the Madian. فَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدِيًا, when he arrived at the well of the Madian. Because we know that always the well and where they want to water, they supply the water to their flocks or to sheep, they will make well outside the city. Most of them, the wells are outside the city. We know that in our rural areas also, same thing is going on. Still, the same thing is going on. At that time too, they dig the well outside the city to provide water for their animals, water for their sheep and goats. Because of that, Hazrat Musa, when reached to the outside of that city, city of Madian, he saw that some of the people, those who were trying to watering their flocks, watering their animals, they stand and trying to watering their animals and flocks. When he reached to the this scene, he saw this scene, that people are starting giving the water to the animals and digging, bringing water from the well. At that time, Hazrat Musa saw the two girls are standing away from this crowd. They are standing away from this crowd, preventing themselves. They did not want to reach to the men, those who are trying to get water from that pond or well. Hazrat Musa went near to them. Qala ma khatubukuma? What happens to you? Why you are not coming to get the water for your animals, for your sheep? Why you are not ready to get the water? At that time, they replied to Hazrat Musa, قَالَتَ لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْدِرُ الرِّعَاءِ. Here, the discussion will come in front of our commentators is that there are two types of injustice are there in the community. One is the injustice is happening, we will see by our naked eyes, the injustice happening. But some injustices are there that we can't see those injustice in our community. We have to feel those things in our community too. Most of the times, the soldiers of Firaun started killing the people, the children of the Israel. This is also a injustice that was happening at that time in the community, in the society. But same thing is happening in the Madian too, but in another shape. What? They are not giving the rights of the women at that time in the city of the Madian. Not giving the rights to the women or not providing them the facilities also is known as injustice according to the Quran. What Allah is trying to convey the message to the human being is that if you are following certain things in your own city or your own village, there should be certain system should be there. If you are having the power, you are having the strength, you are getting the water from the well, that means the women and the girls also having certain responsibility. They have to, rights are there, you have to give their rights by themselves. Why they are standing away from the men, that means they are not giving their own rights to those girls. Imrataina tazudan, qala ma khatubakuma, what happens to you? Why you are standing here? They said, we do not water our flock until the shepherds have driven out the flocks. Because they are having the power, they are having the strength, and they are the men of the society. First they will do their job, then the job will be reached to us. Then the responsibility will reach to us. This is the injustice that is happening at that time in Madian. Why you are coming out of your home? If the society is there that men are doing injustice to the women or the girls, that you have to stay at home. Why you are coming out of the home? Why you are coming? Send any other men from your family. Suddenly they replied the answer to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is that, wa abuna Shaykhun Kabir. We did not have any brother to help us, and our father is also an aged man. He can't come out from his home. That's why we are doing our own job. We didn't want to put our burden on other shoulders. Mal'oonun man alqa kallahu ala nas. We want to do our own job. We didn't have any brother. Our father is also an aged man. He can't come out from to help us. That's why we are here to get water for our animals and our sheep. That's the answer they are given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This scene has been created, or this scene has happened at that time. Hazrat Musa saw this scene by himself when he is standing against the oppressors of that time, whether he was a Fir'aun by name or Fir'aun is not there. That's what the two messages we can get from this story that has happened in the outside the city of Madian. The first is, his oppression is there, whether it is a open oppressor, zulm, injustice in the community, or a hidden. We had to stand against the zulm. We had to stand against the injustice in the community. Whether we are seeing Baba by our naked eyes, whether we are not seeing those things, we are feeling that injustice is happening in our community or society, we had to stand. The other message is that whether those who are standing against the zulm, whether it is a city of Egypt or Madian, there is no make any difference. We had to stand against that. No, if we are in our own country, if we are in our own city, we will stand against zulm, because we have changed the city, we have changed the country, we are not going to stand against zulm. That means we are not standing against zulm. If we are standing against zulm, means we have to stand whether it is a Karachi or Mumbai. The change of place cannot make any difference. What Hazrat Musa has conveyed the message. The change of place will not make any difference to stand against the oppressors of the time. That's why Hazrat Musa said to them, don't worry, I am there. I am ready to help you. The next verse of Quran, please. فَسُقِيَا لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ إِلَى الدِّلْ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Hazrat Musa come forward. He helped those two girls, those who are standing away from the pond or the well. He helped them to watering their flocks. At that time, he was very tired. 8 days he has traveled without food. بعض روایتوں میں لکھا درختوں کے پتے کھائے تھے حضرت موسیٰ نے. درختوں کے پتے, the leaves of the trees. فَسُقِيَ لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ إِلَى الدِّلْ. At that time he was so tired, when he helped those two girls, those who are standing away from that pond, he was very, that we are recite that verse of Quran, وَآتَيْنَاهُ وَلَمَّ بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى bodily. حضرت موسیٰ was very strong. He was able to help others too, because body is very strong. A leader should be very strong by body itself, body also with the soul. So Hazrat Musa was very strong. He helped two girls. Why I have mentioned this sentence? Because that to get the water from that pond, they need at least 10 person to lift that water, the bucket of that water. It was too heavy. But Hazrat Musa has done that job by himself lonely. Here, Ayatullah Nasir Makari has mentioned one beautiful sentence, beautiful message is that if your faith is strong, your body follows your faith. If your beliefs are strong, if your intention is clear, if you are with sincerity, your body, automatically your body will become stronger and stronger. We can see these things in the life of our great leaders too. How can Hazrat Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, lift the door of Khaybar in his one hand? At that time, Allah Ali has replied the sentence, Qala'atu baba Khaybar la bi quwwatin jismaniya bal bi quwwatin rabba. If your soul is strong, that the strongness of your soul will help your body too. The strongness of your faith will help you to be more stronger and stronger. Hazrat Musa has helped those two girls, and then he went under the shadow to ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again Allah. every step that Hazrat Musa is taking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second of our life. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are all beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You needies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need Allah on every second of your life. Hazrat Musa has shown in his life that I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't move forward even one step. Even one step. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very tired. I am indeed in need of any good you may send down to me. Anything, I am waiting for something. At that time, what Hazrat Musa needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What he want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is not asking food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the intellect of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to aware what is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the times, our intention is, in our mind, we have to ask food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A job from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A house from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Hazrat Musa is asking? Any good from you? Any good from you? What is good for Hazrat Musa at this time? Food? No. Though when we go through the story of Hazrat Musa, food is very essential for Hazrat Musa at this time. But what is the aim of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? What is the ambition of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? What Hazrat Musa is trying to do? A revolution. Hazrat Musa, then now Hazrat Musa is, now we can translate this verse of Quran. Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. That Hazrat Musa is asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he move forward his revolution? What is the next step? That means, what is the next step of my revolution? People are thinking, I need food, though I need food for my body. But that is not essential for me. That is not enough for me. That is, I want to try, I am trying to take my revolution forward as soon as possible. As soon as God knows better what to send for him. God knows better. That's why when we are going to ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of our supplications are indicated that don't fix anything in your prayers. Oh Allah, I want one house from you, one car from you. Don't try to limit your supplications in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is good for me, please provide for me. What is good for me? Maybe the house is not good for me. A car is not good for me. If Allah knows better. That is why Hazrat Musa is asking, what is good for me, you can provide me. If it is food for me, okay, I will accept the food. No, if any other thing is there in your mind, oh Allah, provide for me to take this revolution forward. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Musa is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is good. He is waiting for the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next slide, please. The answer is come in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Musa, don't worry. We are there for you. You're just asking good from us. We are ready to help you. What kind of help Allah is going to provide to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? فَجَاءَتْهُ إِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَىٰ إِسْتِحَاءٍ. Hazrat Musa helped those two girls, those who are standing away from the crowd. You know, he helped those two girls for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to get something from them. Another discussion is there for our scholars and for our ulama and for khutbah. If you are doing something good for the community, don't fix anything against those work and job. Don't ask anything against those job. If you get it, get it. But don't ask from the people. That's why, فَجَاءَتْهُمْ إِهْدَاهُمَا. Intention was clear. Hazrat Musa has worked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His intention is clear. And he was sincere in helping those two girls. And he is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am waiting for your help. Not the help of the people. He is not waiting that two girls will bring some gifts for him. Oh, thank you very much. You helped us. This is the gift from us. Please take it, that gift. No. he is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is good, you can provide me. فَجَاءَتْهُمْ اِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَىٰ اِسْتِحْيَاءٍ. This verse of Quran is full of balaghat, full of the matter and the full of lessons for our women and also for our men of the community. فَجَاءَتْهُ اِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي. One of the girls, those who have went back to whom? They come back, one of those girls come back to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How she is walking on the street. This is the beauty of the Quran. Tamshi, and to walk on the street. Tamshi ala istihya. Here the word haya comes forward. The capital of a believer is haya. Sarmaya jise kehte hain, sarmaya momin ka haya hai. Even for a man or a woman. She walked on the streets with haya, with modesty. She come towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, qalat inna abi yad'uk. What kind of language she is using to invite Hazrat Musa to home? What kind of words she is using? That's very important. We can get lot of lessons from this verse of Quran. Inna abik, not I am inviting, you are help me, but I am not inviting me, I am not inviting to my home. My father is inviting you. He is calling you. Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqaita lana. What you have done to us, my father is inviting you, calling you. Please come to our home. He is ready to give ajr of what you have done to us. He is ready to pay to what you have done to us. Hazrat Musa didn't ask anything from those girls. He was not waited for those things. But he's asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the father of that girl is ready to pay to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no any, Allah has not mentioned what that father of that girl has paid to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu. Allah didn't mention anything. But we can get the result from this verse of Quran. Inna abi yadu'uka لَيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. Who is that man that he is calling Hazrat Musa to his home? Hazrat Shu'aib. Very good. Hazrat Shu'aib. This is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Musa, that he is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is good for me? Is food that will satisfy my body, or that food that satisfy my soul? He is asking food. No, we will go back. Though Hazrat Musa is asking food, the food to satisfy or fulfill the body of the Musa, or to satisfy or fulfill the soul of Hazrat Musa. The food of ilm, the food of taqwa, the food of piety, the food of training. What kind of food that Hazrat Musa is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He reached to the house of Hazrat Shu'aib, the great messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He served more than 80 years in Madayan. He propagated the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of the Madayan, those who are staying there. Though they have not followed the guidance of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu, but still he was there. Hazrat Musa reached to that position that Hazrat Shu'aib was waiting for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Or Hazrat Musa was in search of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Both of the things are. Hazrat Shu'aib was happy that he got a student like Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Musa happy because he got his teacher like Hazrat Shu'aib. The teacher should take care, be proud that they are getting some students, those who are ready to follow the teacher. The student should be proud that they are having like teacher, who those who are ready to guide them. Especially those who are staying in Sunday schools. They have to respect their teachers. They have to be proud that in this country, by busy life they are having, by these economic conditions, they are coming here to teach them. They have to be proud. What Hazrat Musa is proud there. Oh, this is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wa salam. He was a great man, great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajrama saqaita lana falamma ja'ahu qassa alayhi al-qasas. Hazrat Shoaib asked from Hazrat Musa, what happens? Why you are here? Where is Egypt? Where is Madain? What is the story behind you? Then Hazrat Musa told all the story that behind he left in Egypt. What happens in Egypt? What is on the way to the Madain? And what happens in Madain? Then Hazrat Musa replied, وَقَالَ لَا تَخَفْ. Remove the fear that was in your heart. Then fear has finished. Hazrat Musa left Egypt with full of fear. خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. When he reached to the house of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wasalam, the result will, what is the result? The first result that Hazrat Musa is getting from the existence of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wasalam is la takhaf. Now the fear is not there. You are reached to the position, to the stage, to the family, that there is no fear at all. Najauta min al qawmid dalimin. This is the good news that Hazrat Shoaib has given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This city, to this home, the soldiers of Firaun can't reach to the Prophet Hazrat Shoaib. Stay here fearless. Najauta min al qawmid dal. No one can reach to you. Oppressors of this time, they can't reach to you now. Now you can live here peacefully. Qala la takhaf, najauta min al qawmid dalimin. Here we can, the commentator, one of the discussion is there in between the commentator is the word haya that I has me mentioned is very essential for men and women. The other thing that our commentator has mentioned, whether a woman can work in the community and the society. Can a woman can work in the community and society? One condition has Allah put in this verse of Quran. She can work. She can go for the work. But she is responsible to save her modesty. If she is can able to save her life and modesty, istihya, then she can work. That Allah has given the example of the daughters of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wasalam. They went outside the city, not only in the city, they went outside the city of Madain. Not only a light work they are doing a hard work. For flock, watering their flocks is not an easy job. For the hard work they are doing, they are moving outside their city, they are doing their job. The one condition is there, that condition is istihya. If they are able to save their modesty or chastity, they can go for the work. With full hijab, to save their own life, they can go for the work. This is the Allah, the our scholars has mentioned. A lot of discussions are there, verdicts of our mujtahideen are there, whether go or not go. But the result that I have mentioned here is, if they can, they can do. They can go for the work. فَلَمَّ جَاءَ قَدَى وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقِصَصِ. The Qisas, the name of the chapter, has been chosen from this verse of Quran. Qasas is the plural of qissa. وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ. All the stories that Allah Hazrat Musa has mentioned in front of Hazrat Shoaib. Hazrat Shoaib has mentioned, وَلَا عَلَى الْقَفْ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الدَّالِمِينَ. The another thing that our scholars and commentators mentioned in under this chapter is, what you are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward you in this world and hereafter and thereafter. Whatever you're doing, a good job in this world, whether it is a small thing or a big thing. Hazrat Musa helped those two girls. This is not a big job. Nowadays your youth can say, or it is not a big task. We are also ready to help them. At that time, with sincere the intent, with the clear intention, he helped those girls, that Allah rewarded Hazrat Musa, that Hazrat Musa raised to a university. Raise to a teacher, though you can train Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for coming revolution. You know why? Hazrat Musa is an young age. He killed one of the Coptic in Egypt. He is becoming emotional, sensitive. One of the followers of Hazrat Musa asked help. He gone for the help and he killed one of the Coptic. For to raise to certain position, to bring the revolution in the community, certain training should be there. Though he is a prophet, he is messenger, the lesson to us that if you are also trying to bring a revolution in the community, you have to train first yourself, then you can enter into the community. Hazrat Musa to reach to a home, that Hazrat Shoaib can share his experience to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. 80 years of experience. That's why I will request all my friends, those who are young, they are my friends, request to give the honor to their parents, those who are staying at their home, the elder people, those who are staying at their homes. Honor them, give them the respect, ask the experience from them. You can get lot of lessons from them, like Hazrat Shoaib. One of the narrations says that the elderly people, those who are staying in our home, is equal to the messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to respect them, ask their life history, ask them their biography, ask them how they succeed in their life. We can get lot of messages from them. One sentence, one message can change our whole life. One message can change our own life. Nahjul Balagha mein Maulana Kainat ne Imam Hasan Mustafa se farmaya, beta Hasan, beta Hasan, main tumhe bata raha hu kuch cheeze, mujhse suno. ये ना समझो कि मैं 63 साल बाप हूँ, इसलिए कि मेरे पास 63 साल बाप हूँ दुनियावी एतबार से, लेकिन मेरे पास गुज़श्ता कुल अनबिया का तजुर्बा मौजूद है. मैंने अनबिया की तारीख़ का बग़ौर मुतालिया किया है. गुज़श्ता उम्मतें कैसे तरक्की हासिल की, कैसे वो उनको जवाल आया, कैसे वो बर्बाद हुई, कैसे वो कामयाब, उनकी मुकम्मल ज़िंदगी का तजुर्बा मेरे पास है. मुझसे पूछो, मैं तुम्हें बताऊँगा. हमारे किसी आलिम के बखौर मौला कायनात ने फरमाया, मैंने अनबिया का सारे अनबिया की मदद की है छुप कर, और आखिरी नबी की मदद की है खुल कर. और जिसके पास सारे अनबिया की ज़िंदगी का तजुर्बा मौजूद है, वो मैं तजुर्बा तुम्हें बता रहा हूँ, मुझसे लो. और गोया मौला कायनात बताकर ही बता रहे हैं कि हर माँ बाप को चाहिए कि वो अपने बच्चे के साथ बैठ कर बात करें और उनसे कहें कि ये हमारा तजुर्बा, इससे कुछ ना कुछ सीखो. और बच्चे के लिए एक जुमला और एक वो लफ्ज़ भी उनकी ज़िंदगी को कामयाब बनाने के लिए काफ़ी है, अगर वो समझ सकें, अगर वो दर्क कर सकें. जो दूसरी बात यहाँ पर है वो ये, एक सवाल किया गया है किससे, उलमा से. जब भी हम सूरह दहर की बहस करते हैं, सूरह दहर एक खूबसूरत सूरह है जिसमें अहले बैत अलैहिस्सलाम की फजीलत बयान की गई है, जिसमें अहले बैत अलैहिस्सलाम के इन्फाक का तज़किरा है, जिसमें अहले बैत अलैहिस्सलाम की सखावत का तज़किरा है. हमेशा हमारे उलमा से सवाल किया गया कि एक इन्फाक के बदले में जन्नत कैसे मिल गई, चंद रोटियां दी राह खुदा में तो जन्नत मिल गई. आपको मालूम है माह रमज़ान मुबारक है, मैं इसका तस्करा कर दूं. इमाम हसन और इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम जब बीमार हुए, तो शहजादी मौलाए कायनात और आपके घर वालों ने नज़र की कि जो ही सेहत याब हो जाएंगे ये बच्चे, तो हम रोज़ा रखेंगे. लेकिन नज़र भी यूं भी की जा सकती है. नज़र का बेहतरीन तरीक़ा अहले बैत ने सिखाया. नज़र यूं भी की जा सकती है कि इंसान नमाज पढ़ने की नज़र करे, इंसान रोज़ा रखने की नज़र करे. इससे दो फ़ायदे हैं, एक इबादत की तरफ इंसान रागिब होता है, दूसरे खुद उस इबादत का इंसान की ज़िंदगी पर असर होता है कि मैं रोज़ा रखूँ. अहले बैत ने यह नज़र का तरीक़ा हमें सिखाया है. हम इधर उधर भटकते हैं, कैसे नज़र करें, किस तरह नज़र करें, अहले बैत ने बताया जैसे हम नज़र कर रहे हैं वैसे आप नज़र करो. कुरान की आयतें अहले बैत के लिए नहीं, इस कुरान की आयतें हमारे लिए, अहले बैत की ज़िंदगी हमारे लिए. इस तरह नज़र कर सकते हो कि ये बच्चे अगर सेहत याब हो जाए तो हम बारगाह परवरदिगार में 3 दिन रोज़ा रखेंगे. जो यहाँ नज़र की अहले बैत ने, और वहाँ अल्लाह का इम्तिहान शुरू हो गया. अल्लाह अकबर, माह रमज़ान मुबारक है. जब भी इनमें आयतों को पढ़ता हूँ, एक ताकत मिलती है, बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलती है. पहला दिन रोज़े का, इफ्तार का वक्त आया, एक साहिल ने दख़ल बाग किया, मैं भूखा हूँ, मैं प्यासा हूँ, भाई कोई जो मेरी मदद करे. अहले बैत के घर वालों ने अपना सारा हिस्सा जो इफ्तार का था उसके हवाले कर दिया. मिस्कीन आओ, वह यतीम आओ, वह असीरा. पहले दिन मिस्कीन आया, مسکین کے لیے اپنی ساری روٹیاں اس کے حوالے کر دی. مولا کائنات نے روٹی دی, شہزادی نے کہا ہم بھی روٹی دے دیتے, امام حسن نے کہا, امام حسین نے, حضرت فضا نے کہا میں بھی شریک ہو جاتی. اب ایک روٹی ہے کافی ہے, لیکن یہ وہ نیک کام ہے جہاں سب لوگ شریک ہو رہے ہیں. اہل بیت جہاں بھی نیکی دیکھتے تھے نا, اس نیکی کو ضائع ہونے نہیں دیتے تھے. یہ غور کیجیے گا اس جملے کی طرف, اہل بیت کا چہنے والا نیکی کو زمین پر رہنے نہیں دیتا, نیکی کو زمین پر رہنے نہیں دیتا. اگر ہم چل رہے ہیں سینٹر میں, ہم نے زمین پر دیکھا کہ کوئی چیز پڑی ہوئی افطار کے وقت, اور میں یہ سوچوں کہ والنٹیئرز اٹھا لیں گے, تو گویا میں نے اپنے ہاتھوں سے نیکی کمانے کا وقت ضائع کر دیا. خب میں اٹھا کر پھینکوں تو ثواب مجھے ملے گا, میں انتظار کروں دوسرا اٹھائے گا تو ثواب لوٹ کر لے جائے گا. یاد رکھیے گا, آج جتنا ہم ثواب گنوائیں گے کل اتنے ہی ثواب کے محتاج ہوں گے, اس وقت کوئی دینے والا نہیں. بجائے کہ ہم یہاں پر اپنے آپ کو سائٹ پہ رکھیں, نہیں, کوشش کریں کہ ہم نیکیاں کمائیں. جہاں بھی نیکی نظر آئے اسے لپک لیجیے گا, جہاں بھی نظر آئے. کوئی سائل دروازے پر باہر کھڑا رہے, اور میں کمیٹی والوں سے کہوں, والنٹیئر سے کہوں, وہ مدد کر دیں, میں خود اپنی حیثیت کے مطابق مدد کر دوں, جو ثواب مجھے ملے گا اس کا حساب انسان نہیں کر سکتا ہے. اب ایک روٹی کافی تھی سائل کو, اور ایک سوال ذہن میں ہوتا ہے نا بھی, اگر مولا کائنات نے روٹی دے دی تھی تو شہزادی نے روٹی کیوں دی؟ یہ کہ روٹی کافی تھی اس سائل کے لیے. کہا نہیں, اہل بیت نے دیکھا یہ نیکی کمانے کا وقت ہے, وقت افطار, افطار کرانے کا وقت ہے, اس کے لیے غذا کا وقت ہے. ہر ایک سبقت لے رہے ہیں نیکیاں کمانے میں, یعنی کمپٹیشن ہے درحقیقت انڈائریکٹلی اگر ہم کہیں گے. مولا کائنات نے روٹی دی, شہزادی نے, بتا رہے ہیں دنیا کو کہ دیکھو پیٹ بھرا ہوا ہے انسان کا, اس وقت وہ خیرات کر دے آسان ہے, لیکن ضرورت کے وقت ایک روٹی بھی قیمتی ہوتی ہے. بھوک کے وقت ایک روٹی کا ٹکڑا بھی قیمتی ہوتا ہے, ایک گلاس پانی بھی بڑا قیمتی ہوتا ہے. اہل بیت نے افطار کرایا, اس سائل کی مدد کی, دوسرا دن آیا, روزہ رکھا, پھر ایک وقت افطار. کیسا امتحان ہے یہ, امتحان ہے, ایک سبق دینا ہے دنیا والوں کو, ایک عظیم میسیج دینا ہے. پہلے مسکین, بعد یتیم, پھر اسیر. یہاں ہمارے علماء کرام نے ایک جملہ کہا, بڑا خوبصورت جملہ ہے, میں شیئر کرتا ہوں اردو میں, معافی چاہتا ہوں انگریزی سمجھنے والوں سے. ایک خوبصورت جملہ یہ ہے کہ اہل بیت نے یہ نہیں پوچھا دروازے پر آنے والوں سے, یتیم و مسکین و اسیر سے, تم مسلمان ہو کہ نہیں. قرآن میں آیت نہیں ہے, اہل بیت نے نہیں پوچھا تم مسلمان ہو یا نہیں ہو, اہل بیت نے پوچھا تم مستحق ہو تو لے جاؤ, تم مستحق ہو تو. یہ پیغام ہے اسلام کا, ہم کہاں ہیں اور اسلام کہاں ہے. ہم مسلمان کو دینے میں سوچ رہے, اہل بیت نے کہا مسلمان نہیں بھی, انسان ہے تو دے دو, انسان سوال کر رہا ہے, تو انسان کے لیے دروازے کھول دیے. پہلا دن, دوسرا دن, تیسرا دن, مجھے نہیں معلوم دوسرا دن اہل بیت کا روزے کی حالت میں کیسے گزرا, تیسرا دن اہل بیت کا روزے کی حالت میں کیسے گزرا. بڑے تو بڑے سنبھال لیں گے, مولا کائنات سنبھال لیا, امام شہزادی سنبھال لے سکتی ہیں, حضرت فضا سنبھال سکتی ہیں اپنے آپ کو. یہ چھوٹے بچے ہیں, چھ سال, پانچ سال, چھ سال کے یہ بچے مدینہ منورہ میں تین دن مسلسل روزے رکھ رہے ہیں, وہ بھی عرب کی گرمی. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, ایک ہی چیز ان کی نظر میں ہے, وہ یہ کہ یہ طعام اور یہ روٹیاں جائیں ان لوگوں تک جو مسکین و یتیم و اسیر ہیں, لیکن اس کے پیچھے شہرت نہ ہو, اس کے پیچھے نام و نمود نہ ہو, اس کے پیچھے لوگوں کی تعریف کا انتظار نہ ہو. ہم دے رہے ہیں روٹیاں تو لوگ تعریف کریں, لسٹ میں ہمارا نام آ جائے, بورڈ پر ہمارا نام آ جائے, لوگ ہمارا نام لے تو صلوات پڑھیں. انٹینشن کلیئر کریں, نیت کلیئر, یہ اہل بیت کا پیغام ہے. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ, معافی چاہتا ہوں یہاں تک لے آیا آپ کو, لِحُبِّهِ یا عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, اللہ کی محبت میں اللہ کے لیے روٹیاں دے دے. اب جب روٹیاں دی تو جو قبول ہوئی ہوئی چیز وہ اہل بیت کا اخلاص قبول ہوا ہے. قیمتی روٹی کی کوئی قیمت نہیں, اگر جو بھوکے ہیں بھوک کے وقت روٹی کی بھی قیمت ہوتی ہے, لیکن جو اصل قیمتی چیز ہے وہ انسان کی نیت اور انسان کا اخلاص ہے. انسان کی جو سنسیارٹی ہے وہ اللہ کی بارگاہ میں قیمتی ہو جاتی ہے. انما نطعمکم لوجہ اللہ لا نرید منکم جزاء ولا شکورا, ہم تم سے کوئی چیز نہیں مانگتے, کوئی چیز نہیں مانگتے, نہ تعریف نہ شکریہ.
तुम्हारा हक है, ले जाओ। और तसव्वुर कहां शुक्रिया का होता है? जब मैं ये समझो पैसा मेरा है, मैं दे रहा हूं, तो एहतियात शुक्रिया का मोहताज रहूंगा। अगर मैं ये सोचूं पैसा फकीर का है, वो ले जा रहा है, तो भी कौन किसका शुक्रिया अदा करे? कौन किसका शुक्रिया अदा करे? ला नुरीद मिनकुम जज़ा वला शकूरा। मैं ख्वाहिश करता हूँ यहीं पर रुक कर तमाम मोमिनीन से माह रमदान में कुछ यतीमों का ख्याल कीजिए, कुछ मिस्कीनों का ख्याल कीजिए, कुछ असीरों का ख्याल कीजिए। एक ज़माना था हमारे पास असीर नहीं थे, लेकिन आज असीर भी हो गए। पता है आपको बहरीन में इतने असीर हैं शिया, आप बयान नहीं कर सकते। ओलामा मक्का मुकर्रमा में एक असीर है आलिम दीन, ओलामा असीर हैं बहरीन में, इराक में असीर हैं बहुत। इतने असीर हैं, उन तक गजा नहीं पहुंच पा रही है, उन तक चीज़ें नहीं पहुंच पा रहे, उन तक उनका भी ख्याल करना हमारा का। हमारे वतन में भी, हमारे ममालिक में भी असीर हैं बेगुनाह, कितने लोग जिंदानों में, हमें उनका पता ही नहीं है। एक मुद्दत के बाद जब उनका इंतकाल हो जाता है जिंदान में, पता चलता है कि वो असीर थे। हम रिस्पॉन्सिबल हैं। एक इफ्तार जब हम करते हैं तो एक इफ्तार में एक यतीम को शरीक कर लीजिए, उसी इफ्तार में एक यतीम को $1, $2। हम समझते इससे क्या होता है? नहीं, बहुत कुछ होता है। कतरे कतरे ही से दरिया बनता है, और दरिया दरिया जब मिलते हैं तो समंदर में तब्दील हो जाते हैं। बहुत कुछ होता है, हमारी जिम्मेदारी है, हम यूं ही नहीं रह सकते। अहले बैत ने दे दिया, खिला दिया, सवाल नहीं किया, परवरदिगार आलम ने उनका अमल कबूल कर लिया, जन्नत दे दी। जब किसी ने एतराज़ किया तो नासिम करीम शिराज़ी से, क्यों एक चंद रोटियों के बदले परवरदिगार आलम ने जन्नत दे दी, तो यही जवाब आपने दिया जो आए करीम आती कि हज़रत मूसा ने सिर्फ चंद औरतों को भूखे खुद रहे, लेकिन चंद लड़कियों को उन्होंने मदद की थी, तो परवरदिगार आलम ने उनको हज़रत शुएब जैसा उस्ताद अता कर दिया। इतना बड़ा काम, लोग तरस रहे एक बेहतरीन उस्ताद मिल जाए, एक ट्रेनर मिल जाए। अल्लाह ये नहीं देख रहा है कि हज़रत मूसा ने क्या किया, बल्कि ये देख रहा है कि हज़रत मूसा की नीयत क्या थी, उनका वो इखलास बारगाह परवरदिगार में कबूल। परवरदिगार कभी कभी एक छोटे से अमल को कबूल कर लेता है। अहले बैत ने अपना दरवाज़ा सबके लिए खोल दिया। कोई था मदीने में जो भूखा कहे कि हमें अहले बैत के दर से कुछ नहीं मिला? अल्लामा काशिफुल ग़िता ने करबला के मसाइब जब वो पढ़ते थे, उनके तकारीर का मजमू हमारे पास है, जब भी वो प्यास का तस्करा करते थे तो करबला के मैदान में आकर, वो प्यास का जब इमाम हुसैन की तस्करा करते तो कहते इमाम हुसैन पर जो प्यास का जुल्म है वो हर जुल्म से ज़्यादा है, हर जुल्म से ज़्यादा है। अहले बैत ने दरवाज़ा खोल दिया था कि उनके घर से कोई भूखा और प्यासा ना जाए। मदीने में कोई प्यासा नहीं रहा, जब भी कहत पड़ा कहाँ जाते थे मदीने वाले, किसके पास जाते थे? कल मैं इशारा करूँ हज़रत अबू तालिब की ज़िंदगी में, हज़रत अबू तालिब के पास आते थे। अबू तालिब दुआ कीजिए कि परवरदिगार बारान रहमत हम पर नाजिल करे, हज़रत अबू तालिब दुआ करते थे, हज़रत अबू तालिब दुआ करते, कहाँ जाते थे ये लोग? अहले बैत के घर पे चले आते, दुआ कीजिए कि बारान रहमत का नज़ूल हो। जब भी कहत पड़ता कूफे में, मौला कहना से कहा मौला आप दुआ कीजिए कि बारिश हो, मौला कहना ने कहा बेटा हुसैन तुम दुआ कर देना कि बारिश हो। पता नहीं क्या फ़लसफ़ा था, शायद मौलाए कायनात की आंखें देख रही थी आज जो हुसैन कूफे वालों के बच्चों के लिए बारिश की दुआ कर रहा है, इसी कूफे में हुसैन के बच्चे प्यासे आएंगे। इस नहरे फुरात पर कई एहसान थे, कूफे वालों और शाम वालों पर कई एहसान थे अहले बैत के। कहते 10-15 दलाइल हैं जिन दलाइल की वजह से इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम पर नहरे फुरात का पानी वाजिब था कि इमाम पीते उस पानी से। एक तो इंसान है, हर नर नहर पर हर इंसान का हक है, वह कोई रोक नहीं सकता है, ये पब्लिक प्रॉपर्टी है, वो किसी कोई रोक नहीं सकता। एक, इमाम हुसैन का हक बउनवान इंसान। दो, इमाम हुसैन का हक बउनवान मेहमान। आपके घर में एक गिलास पानी रखा हुआ हो, एक तरफ मेजबान बैठा हुआ हो, एक तरफ मेहमान बैठा हुआ हो, उस पानी पर सबसे पहले किसका हक है? मेजबान को चाहिए कि वह सबसे पहले मेहमान से कहे कि वह पी ले। इमाम हुसैन मदीने से आए थे करबला, मेहमान थे, मेहमानी का हक। तीसरे, सबसे पहले जो पानी पर पहुंच जाता उसका हक होता है, बाद में आने वालों का बाद हक होता है। नहरे फुरात पर सबसे पहले खैमे लगाने वाले किनारे पर इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम, पहले हुसैन का हक है फिर दूसरों का हक है। और हुसैन ने पानी पिलाया था तो हल जजा उल एहसान इल्ला एहसान, एहसान का बदला कम अज कम इतना होना चाहिए कि इमाम हुसैन के लिए वो पानी पिला देते, मशकिजों के दहान खोल देते। दूर की बात नहीं, دور کی بات نہیں. پانچواں حق یہ کہ ابھی تو حر کے لشکر کو حسین نے راستے میں پانی پلایا تھا, ابھی ان کی پیاس ختم نہیں ہوئی تھی. انہی حسین کے بچوں پر ظالموں نے پانی روک دیا, انہی حسین کے بچوں پر پانی روک دیا. بس ایک جملہ, آپ کی آنکھوں سے آنسوں جاری ہو جائیں. پروردگار ہمارے اس قلیل عمل کو عظیم ہستیوں کے طفیل میں قبول کر لے. جب بھی انسان اس دنیا سے جاتا ہے تو ہماری ایک رسم ہے, اسلام میں ایک رسم ہے, اس کے سرحانے ایک پتھر رکھا جاتا ہے, پتھر پر لکھا جاتا ہے یہ کس کی قبر ہے. کوئی حدیث لکھ دیتا ہے, کوئی آیت لکھ دیتا ہے تاکہ اس قبر کی پہچان ہو سکے. بچے بھولے نہیں, 11 محرم کو یا 13 محرم کو بے اعجاز امامت جب سید سجاد کربلا آئے, امام حسین کو دفنایا اور امام حسین کو قبر میں رکھا اور قبر کے سرحانے ایک پتھر رکھا, اس پتھر پر امام سجاد نے کیا جملہ لکھا, سلام ہو میرے جد تم پر, بابا میرے تم پر میرا سلام, غریب بیٹے کا سلام, ہادہ قبر حسین ابن علی الذی قتل عطشانا. یہ وہ جملہ ہے جو بڑا معنی رکھتا ہے. یہ اس حسین کی قبر ہے جسے ظالموں نے پیاسا شہید کر دیا. آخری لمحے تک فاطمہ کا لال پانی مانگتا رہا لیکن کوئی پانی دینے کے لیے تیار نہیں تھا. وقت افطار ہے, ایک گھونٹ اگر پانی پینا افطار کھولنے کے لیے, روزہ کھولنے کے لیے, تو اس حسین غریب کو آج کی شب ضرور یاد کر لینا. پروردگار تجھے واسطہ ہے ان عظیم ہستیوں کے طفیل میں جہاں جہاں شیعان حیدر کرار خصوصاً عراق میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کے جان مال عزت و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما, اماکن مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما, ظالمین کو نیست و نابود کر دے, مظلومین کی نصرت فرما, اور ہمیں اس سال اور ہر سال حج و زیارت سے مشرف فرما, خصوصاً کربلا کی زیارت نصیب فرما, امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما, ہمیں ان کے آوان و انصار میں شمار فرما. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والسلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
Mominin, there is a request for Surah Fatiha for Sayyida Sarwari Begum, daughter of Mir Hussain Ali.